I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Early this morning, the South Korean Navy launched a successful raid against pirates in the Arabian Sea. Within 5 hours, 21 hostages had been rescued from a captured South Korean freighter. 8 Somali pirates had been killed and 5 others captured. Many raids have been attempted against pirates who have hijacked ships, but few have been so successful. James Holmes is a professor of strategy at the U.S. Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island. He's a former U.S. Navy surface warfare officer and a Desert Storm vet. Professor Holmes, are you surprised that the South Korean Navy went so far from their home into the Arabian Sea to stage this rescue?
Actually, no, I'm not. The counter-piracy mission in the Gulf of Aden has turned out to be rather compelling for many governments throughout, not only throughout Europe and in the West, but also in East Asia. Japan has been a major player in the counter-piracy mission, rounding out its Indian Ocean commitments. South Korea, obviously, is a major trading nation and a major flag state for a lot of shipping. So clearly, the South Koreans have a stake in assuring the safety of shipping through those waters. It comes as no surprise to me that the South Koreans are there. If it's a surprise at all, it's that they waited as long as they did to join the mission. South Korea signed on about the middle of 2010.
What is also surprising, though, is that South Korea staged this rescue so quickly after that ship was captured, which was just last week.
If you look at the different national contingents that have been involved in the counter-piracy mission, there's been a lot of debate and even some hand-wringing over how to conduct these operations and then how to treat pirates legally afterwards. But clearly, if I would say with this operation and the operation with the Maersk Alabama almost 2 years ago now would be the most forward-leaning approaches to the problem of piracy off the Somali coast.
What did the South Koreans use in terms of people and weapons to take back the ship, the Samo jewelry?
Well, the details remain a little bit sketchy, but it was a special operations raid. Apparently, as far as I know, the South Koreans army is the leading institution for special operations in the South Korean military. I don't think the South Koreans do have Marines as well, but I believe this was probably Army Special Forces. They had a destroyer nearby, and they also had a Lynx helicopter that provided cover for these Special Forces troops as they boarded the vessel.
And the South Korean Navy assisted them. I mean, I got to say, it's a little surprising to hear South Korea even has a Navy. What scale of Navy are we talking about?
We're talking about a small but robust and indeed world-class force. And in fact, if you look at the South Korean force structure, one reason that the South Koreans have increased their military budget and also their naval budget is in order to procure warships outfitted with the combat system that represents the leading edge of technology in our own Navy and also in the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force. This is the state-of-the-art system for air defense and missile defense and these other things that we hear so much about in Asia today.
So what do you take away from this episode? I mean, is there something remarkable about how the South Koreans managed to take the ship back, or is every piracy case different?
Well, clearly every piracy case is different. I would salute the South Korean approach to this. I've written just a little bit about counter-piracy and have argued that it would be a mistake to carry the counter-piracy operation ashore as UN Security Council resolutions contemplate. To me, that you're simply asking for trouble by going into Somalia with military forces. Far better to do everything out at sea, essentially assume the strategic defensive, arm these merchantmen, and essentially allow them to perform self-help against pirates, because even with the size of the naval deployment to the area, the Gulf of Aden's an enormous expanse. It takes time for Navy warships to respond to these things. So to the extent that these merchant vessels can help themselves, they help all of us.
I mean, it sounds like a victory, but maybe you can just put it in context for us. Are there a lot of hijacked ships out there right now?
Yeah, there's a fair number of them. They generally, the pirates will go and seize them and bring them into Somali ports. I don't have the actual figures as far as numbers of ships and captives at this point, but it appears that piracy is cresting in recent months. So yeah, it's a significant impediment to shipping. It's not something that's going to bring shipping to a halt in those regions or doing anything like that, but it does impose costs on shippers and thus on the customers who buy the goods that transit through those waters. It's something that affects all of us indirectly.
James Holmes, a former U.S. Navy surface warfare officer. He now teaches strategy at the U.S. Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island. James Holmes, thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.